6 months after September 11th, the war against terrorism has moved in new directions. As operations continue in Afghanistan, U.S. Special Forces are in the Philippines, training the military there for counter-terrorism missions. A similar project is planned in Yemen, and the U.S. presence is growing even more notably in Central Asia. Special Operations Forces soon may be sent to the former Soviet Republic of Georgia. American personnel already are stationed in the republics of Uzbekistan and Tajikistan, and a big new American airbase is under construction in Kyrgyzstan. NPR's Tom Jaltam reports.
Kyrgyzstan is a small republic, snug against China, in the mountainous southeast corner of what used to be the Soviet Union. Remote though it is, the Soviets apparently saw Kyrgyzstan as strategically situated. They built a big airbase here with a 13,000-foot runway, long enough to accommodate the biggest bombers in the Soviet air fleet. But the Soviet Union fell apart more than 10 years ago. The airbase didn't get the upkeep it needed, and when Master Sergeant Garrett McCrory and his crew showed up to organize the field for the U.S. Air Force, they found a lot of work to do.
Basically, this whole area where we're standing right now is nothing but a boneyard with nothing but old, broken-down Russian aircraft and Kyrgyzstan aircraft. So for us to set up what you see right now, we had to get all that stuff moved over, had to move a ton of snow because the whole place was covered with snow and ice, a lot of debris everywhere.
The U.S. and Kyrgyzstan militaries have been working together for 3 years now on counterterrorism and other joint projects. But it was only after September 11th, only after the war in Afghanistan got underway, that U.S. officials decided they needed an airbase here. A survey team settled on this airfield outside Bishkek, Kyrgyzstan's capital, close enough to Afghanistan to be useful in supporting operations there, distant enough to be relatively secure. Plus, the Kyrgyz government is eager for closer U.S. ties. Air Force Brigadier General Christopher Kelly arrived in December.
Our mission is to build an airbase here in Kyrgyzstan from which we can operate air refueling, airlift, and fighter attack airplanes to do the undone work in Afghanistan.
By June, there should be 3,000 U.S. Air Force personnel stationed here to fly and service the aircraft. They'll need housing, mess halls, medical facilities, showers, recreation areas, and everything has to be built. Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Rumsey's civil engineering squadron has built dozens of housing units and other facilities, tents with wooden floors, basically. Rumsey's unit can produce one in a single afternoon.
This is exciting for us because this is what we train for. You know, back in the States, we do maintenance and repair on an existing base, but to come to a new land and build something from the ground up is a thrill for these guys, and they're very excited to do it.
Kyrgyzstan, a mostly Muslim country, was basically enemy territory during the Cold War. But the U.S. military mission these days is fighting terrorism, not communism. If U.S. commanders want to carry out combat operations near here, this Kyrgyzstan base could be important. It's informally called the Gansey Base, after New York City Fire Chief Peter Gansey, who died at the World Trade Center. And Staff Sergeant Martigo Caldwell, who helps run the base recreation center, says all his co-workers, no matter their official responsibility, feel they are part of a larger war effort.
The unofficial mission, we're going to kick their butts. We're going to take care of the bad guys. The official mission, however, is to provide morale, food, rec, fitness, and lodging for the personnel that are here for the buildup.
Senior officials here say the U.S. presence in Kyrgyzstan is likely to continue indefinitely, even though technically it's a one-year agreement. The United States has a long-term interest here because Kyrgyzstan is close to China and the Central Asian oil fields, and because U.S. officials are concerned about unrest among the Muslim populations in this part of the world. Guerrilla fighters from the Islamic Movement of Uzbekistan have on several occasions clashed with security forces here in Kyrgyzstan, and the U.S. military is approaching its deployment here with the idea that a terrorist attack could occur at the base at any time.
The road that goes east to October Sky will be our third checkpoint.
The Air Force Command here sends out its own security forces to patrol villages in the vicinity of the airbase. The patrol master here, Staff Sergeant Chad Binkley, briefs the team members before they head out.
We're going to get to the top, which is going to be Alpha, Cleveland. That's where we're going to insert at. Once we insert, we'll press back south through the town.
These servicemen are all Air Force personnel, but they're trained like infantrymen. Their mission is to look for any sign of trouble in the area around the base. Each five-man squad goes out with a .60 caliber machine gun in its Humvee. And before they leave, the patrols practice exactly what they'll do in the unlikely event they come under attack.
Sergeant House is going to make the call in which direction to bound.
Make bound left!
Bound left!
Magazine!
He's going to fire full
sustain,
magazine!
Sustain! Sustain! Boom, boom, sustain! Boom, boom, sustain! Boom, 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 sustain!
Magazine!
The Air Force security squads who patrol around the Kyrgyzstan base are part of a unit organized in the aftermath of a 1996 terrorist attack on Air Force troops in Saudi Arabia. Lieutenant Colonel Donald Derry commands the security group at the Kyrgyzstan base.
Part of it is a show of force element where we're there. We want the bad guys to know we're there. We want the bad guys to always be aware that they don't know where we're at, but we're out there.
The Islamic groups that concern U.S. and Kyrgyz officials operate a long way from here. The Muslim villages around the airbase are peaceful, and when the U.S. Air Force patrols come through town on foot, it's quite a spectacle. Children come running up to see what's going on. Women in long, colorful skirts and headscarves peer out from windows and doorways. A man named Sergei stops Staff Sergeant Binkley to ask him some questions.
Is what do you personally think about yourselves walking in this village with your weapons, provided that you're surrounded by so many kids? Although nobody's going to hurt you at all.
Можно было бы пообщаться. С нашим населением.
I believe you could have talked to our villagers quite naturally without having guns with you.
Tell him he's exactly right. We could have talked to the villagers without weapons.
Вы правы, вы правы.
But the reason we carry our weapons is there are people in other countries.
Потому что есть люди в других странах.
Who do not want U.S. presence overseas.
Которые не хотят, чтоб американцы.
As you can say, there's always one bad seed in the apple, and we got to protect ourselves.
Как говорится.
In fact, these Air Force units are not armed as heavily as they could be, nor are they wearing flak jackets or helmets as U.S. troops do when they patrol in Bosnia or Kosovo. The U.S. commanders here want these airmen to mix with the local villagers. The best protection against a terrorist attack, officials here say, is good intelligence, information gathered from the local people. And Staff Sergeant Binkley stops constantly to chat up the local folks.
So how's things been going?
Как дела у вас здесь шли? Not bad.
Not bad. We come through the villages often just to get out and meet people.
Мы часто приходим в поселки, чтобы знакомиться с местными жителями.
We're walking through the village. If any of you guys ever want to come talk to us, feel free.
Lieutenant Colonel Derry says these contacts can provide advance warning should some foreign elements show up here. People, for example, with links to the radical Islamic movements in this region.
The villagers that live there are the people that recognize something out of the ordinary better than us. So we want to make them at ease so they can feel that they can tell us that something isn't right. And if something isn't right, then they can tell us and we can take appropriate action.
Operations such as this indeed reveal the rest of the U.S. military agenda in Kyrgyzstan. The new airbase here will provide important support for operations in Afghanistan, humanitarian as well as military. General Kelly, the base commander, points out, for example, that it'll be easier to fly combat missions from this base than it was to fly them from U.S. aircraft carriers in the Arabian Sea. But the United States also wants to pay attention to Kyrgyzstan itself. And the U.S. presence here and in other Central Asian republics is a sign of how seriously U.S. officials now feel about this part of the world. Tom Gelton, NPR News, Gansi Air Base in Kyrgyzstan.